texting in on 0833 97 97 97. We're now moving local over to the Naas Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Evie Salmon joins me on the line to discuss her motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Evie, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah, and good morning to your listeners.
So we're looking at those motions and questions at that latest MD meeting, Evie, and your first one to the council is to re-examine the delivery of a car park in the village of Ballymore Eustace, and you're looking to bring this to support local businesses and also to encourage a park and stride for the local school there.
So we would have worked on trying to get a car park before in Ballymore Eustace. We would have worked with the owners of the Thatch Pub that is closed at the moment. And unfortunately, it didn't work out because they were putting in a further planning application, and the timeline that we had for putting in parking just didn't work out with their planning application. But I suppose I asked the council to go back and look at all of the planning applications coming in for Ballymore Eustace at the moment, to look at their own land. They recently bought land in the village as well, and to kind of re-examine how the 65 bus comes in to Ballymore Eustace and where it stops. It's a really busy village, but we don't really have people parking for the whole day. So we need an area where spaces can turn over, and that businesses can be supported by those spaces turning over. So it's not necessarily a case that we need parking because people are parking up and getting the bus. That's not the case. Mostly people are walking to the bus, and school time is extremely busy as well, which is why a park and stride would be really great for the village. So the council came back and said that they're available to discuss the matter with any interested parties. But I really wanted to push that most of the interested parties are actually within Kildare County Council. They're the planning section, they're the road section. In the case of the land that the council has bought, it's the housing section. So I really want those departments to come together and to discuss how they're going to deliver parking for the village. We have also a really residential village, a very popular 5 kilometre walk. So it's making sure that residents who live within the village are still able to park close to their house when they come home as well. So great to have visitors in to use the 5K walk, and great for the businesses as well. But residents still need to be able to access their homes at the weekend too. So a lot of things to look at, and I think it will just take a meeting of the stakeholders within the council to really bring that together.
All right. Your question as well to the council, Evie, is in relation to the taking in charge of Piper's Hill and the Bellingsfield estates there in Naas. What was the council's response to this question?
Yeah, so there was a lot of submissions received for the taking in charge of Piper's Hill and Bellingsfield. So it was really actively engaged with it, which was great. And I met with residents there not that long ago as well to go through that taking in charge and look at the green space at the front of the estate as well. One of the biggest elements of work that's still outstanding is completing the road surfacing on the access road into the estate. It was meant to be finished by the developer at Easter, and just weather didn't allow. So it was pushed back now until the schools close up at the end of June. So hopefully once that work is completed, we'll keep going with the taking in charge process.
All right. And Evie, your final motion to the council, I should say, is in relation to the Salins train station. And you're asking that the council progresses it as an age-friendly train station. The council's response to this motion, Evie?
Yeah, so they came back, and obviously we've a great age-friendly team in Kildare County Council, and they came back to say that they do engage with Irish Rail. I suppose as a commuter, I see every day, like I get to compare every train station from Salins the whole way into Houston. So I suppose it's the facilities that are lacking in Salins that other train stations that are age-friendly train stations are getting and are achieving. So the likes of more bus shelters, the likes of more tap-on, tap-off machines, to make everyone's life that bit easier. So to date, there's been 10 age-friendly stations identified in 2024 and another 6 identified in 2025. So we're hoping that later this year, more stations will be identified, and I'll definitely be looking for Salins to be on that.
All right, Evie, thanks so much for taking our call this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor Evie Salmon on the Naas Municipal District running through those motions and questions raised.